Hey, I want to tell you about a new mini course that I have. It's called the 5-Minute Shift. One of the most frequent questions that I get from people on social media and clients is, how do I stop feeling anxious? How do I stop feeling upset? How do I stop feeling angry at my spouse? How do I stop feeling a certain way and get to something that feels better? This mini course is to answer that question. It's a 30-minute video. You get a cheat sheet and the slides, plus a Q&A and a why this works video. But really all you need is the 30-minute video, the how-to. It's a process I use every single day, multiple times a day. I have clients who use it and have experienced huge changes in their life. And if you practice this method over and over again, I promise you'll be able to shift any emotion in around 90 seconds to about 5 minutes. So if you're somebody who feels like you get stuck in emotions, you stew in emotions, you spiral in them, and you really wish that you could get out of them and it didn't involve scrolling or eating or shopping or any of that, this is for you. It's $29. There's a link in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Millennial Midlife, the podcast for high-achieving millennial women who've checked all of the boxes, career, family, success, or whatever your boxes are, but still feel burned out, overwhelmed, and wondering, is this all there is? I'm Cecilia, and I help high-achieving women finally feel calm, happy, and at peace by working with their brain and nervous system, not against it, so that they can start feeling like themselves again. If you're done with people-pleasing, perfectionism, and pushing through, and ready for a new way of being, one that feels grounded, calm, and aligned, you're in the right place. Let's shift from burnout to alignment, from doing it all to doing what matters, and feel good while doing it.
How much willpower do you use to just get through a day? To get yourself out of bed when you'd rather stay under the covers, to push through work that you don't feel like doing, to keep up with everything on your plate? And how effective is it really? For a while, maybe it worked. Maybe you forced yourself to meet deadlines, you powered through no matter what, you held yourself to probably relatively impossibly high standards. And maybe it's still working for you, right? Maybe the willpower is still there, but you might be starting to feel the drag of willpower, or you might be starting to feel the energetic usage of willpower throughout your life, that friction. And you might actually want to stop using it. So whether you're reaching the point where willpower has already stopped working, and I have a lot of people come to me at this point, or you're using willpower, but you've noticed you're using it, and you really would like to have a life with a little bit more ease, where there's less forcing that you're doing to get yourself to kind of follow through. Whether you fall in either of those categories, that's what we're talking about today. And I'll give you some tips on how to actually change how you function with and without willpower. Okay, as I mentioned, a lot of clients come to me kind of at this point. They've been using willpower in their lives, and all of a sudden, they're procrastinating more than ever. They're missing deadlines for the first time in their lives, and their question is, what's wrong with me? Why am I suddenly broken, right? I want to blow it all up. I don't actually want to be doing this, and I can't seem to force myself to do it anymore, and so I'm just going to stop. I'm going to walk away from it. So they either do that, or they want a really quick fix. Help me fix my brain so I can stop procrastinating and get back to exactly how I used to be. But here's the truth. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you if you're there. What's happening is that willpower, which gets us pretty far in life for a lot of us, right? We have a fair amount, is actually a finite resource. And it's not a reliable resource. And so at some point, it runs out. Or at some point, the stick that you've been holding over yourself, and it no longer works, right? You can no longer lie to yourself with this willpower force. Or you stop believing yourself. And if you do use a lot of willpower, you might also notice how at some point it is taking a lot of energy to use the willpower, right? It's taking a lot of energy to force yourself to do things. And you just notice maybe how much time within the day you're trying to force yourself, or how many instances, or maybe things are really starting to feel like a burden that you actually theoretically might enjoy. And you're trying to figure out what maybe is a softer or a more easeful way to go about life. I don't actually really remember the first time I consciously used willpower to get myself to do something, but it was probably studying for a test that I didn't really care about, or forcing myself to finish a paper that was in a subject I didn't really like, or maybe it was around my body and getting my body to be into a shape that I wanted to be, denying things it liked, right? Using some part of my brain to force another part of me to do something. And usually it was done with force, and usually it was done with a little bit of meanness. I got very good at this. I got really good at using force to get myself to do things. And a lot of people that I've worked with do the same thing, right? They force themselves to meet deadlines. They force themselves to uphold these really high standards. They force themselves to maintain all the different areas of their life very proficiently. I got practiced at the art of, I don't want to, but I'm going to force myself to do it anyway. Or the more subtle version, I don't want to because I'm afraid that I'm not going to be good enough, or I'm afraid this isn't going to really work out. But now I'm going to force myself even harder, right? Or I'm really going to procrastinate to get away from that fear. And then I'm going to really have to use willpower to catch up. I'm going to have to pull an all-nighter or something like that. For so many of us, willpower becomes the only tool in our toolbox. And we start to believe we have to use force to get things done, particularly when we're in the middle of life and we have a lot of obligations, a lot of things that we've kind of taken on either intentionally or have been put on us, or we've taken on less intentionally. And we feel like we have to actually force ourselves to do that. Underneath a lot of the force is usually fear, like fear of failing, fear of being embarrassed or feeling ashamed, fear of being lazy, fear of not being enough, fear that other people are going to reject us or not love us or we won't be worthy. And why this fear? I mean, it makes a lot of sense why we procrastinate, right? Because we're trying to avoid these feelings. And then it also makes sense why you use willpower to override this, because we also don't want to feel bad feelings, right? We're afraid of failing, so we procrastinate. And then we're afraid of not completing it, so we use willpower to work through, right? And so on both sides, there are actually fears. And on both sides, there are these places where we can actually learn a lot about ourselves and get to know ourselves. By the time we get to the middle part of life, life can start to feel like one big grind, because there's so much we have to do, and there's so much that we've, so many shoulds that we've accumulated, and we feel like we just have to kind of get through them. And for so many of us, at some point, it becomes this place where there isn't enough willpower to power through. There's not enough force. There's not enough force to get ourselves to do the thing that feels scary. And I don't know if it's, you know, I've seen this a lot with women in their 40s and 50s, and I don't know if it's like, if it's a hormonal shift. I don't know if it's suddenly we're like coming to a reckoning with ourselves, and we're actually getting in touch with what we really want, and we notice what's important to us versus what's important to somebody else, and where that dissonance is, or we start to really see the places where we are really afraid and where that fear becomes really big. When people say, I want to do this, I really do, but I keep putting it off, I can't force myself to do what I used to do, that's kind of where we are, right? And this brings to mind something that's almost, it's not unrelated, but it's a conversation that I had earlier today about the role of mindset work in something like losing weight or in a health journey. And how a lot of times we will use willpower to do something like go to the gym or to change how we eat. And we do this because we might have an external goal. We want to look a certain way. We want to feel better in our bodies. We want to age more gracefully or more with more capabilities within our bodies. We might also have a doctor telling us we need to for some reason. And I watched somebody that I know go through this, and I didn't know it from the outside because I'm not very close with them, but I'm social media friends with them, right? So I've watched their journey a little bit, and they lost a lot of weight and it looked like things were going really well. And then they, whatever happened in life happened, and they reverted to who they were, right? They reverted to their old self concept. And so a lot of times we're using willpower too to overcome what we perceive as our deficiencies or some way that we believe ourselves to be. And at some point that willpower really can't overcome that anymore. And so we have to start to look at the story underneath to shift the behavior, to shift how we're showing up. And when we do that, some really cool things happen. So the real question isn't how do I force myself? The better question is, why do I want this? What's the real reason? If I was choosing this, not forcing it, why would I choose it? Or something more along the lines of, what am I afraid of here? Why am I not engaging with this, right? This question that we're actually kind of like afraid to ask, why am I procrastinating, right? What is the thing that the bad thing that I think is going to happen if I start this, or if I follow through, or if I don't follow through? How do I think I'll feel if I do it or don't do it? Because if we're not using force, we're using more nuance, right? And maybe force isn't necessary at all, because what if you could feel good as you do these things? What if you could actually use some of these paths or these tasks or these kind of assignments in life as ways to get to know yourself, not as ways to kind of rule yourself? And this is where working with your brain and nervous system comes in, right? This is the mindset component of this, because it's about replacing fear and force with connection, with choice, with empowerment, right? So in that place where you normally were kind of a taskmaster with yourself and force yourself to keep going, replacing that with a connection and getting to know yourself in that moment, so you understand the real reasons why you might not want to do something or what you're afraid of, or a more complete story of what's going on. So if you've ever parented a toddler, you know this truth. Yes, you can force them to do something, but it is often with a lot of screaming and some physical kicking, hitting, whatever, right? So that magic can actually happen, and really beautiful parenting, because I know you've seen this, or maybe you've even done it, is when you work with them, when you help them come around on their own, when you validate and understand where they're coming from, where you help them feel heard, where you help them feel seen, and then help them move towards doing something of their own volition. And the same is true with you. You don't actually need to manipulate yourself into compliance. You don't need to force yourself in that moment, right? You need to get curious. What am I trying to force myself to do? And why am I needing to use force? Why am I doing this thing? Why do I want to do it? What are, again, all those feelings that are underneath? What am I afraid I'm going to feel? What are the feelings that are coming up that are preventing me from doing this? What am I trying to create when I procrastinate, right? I'm trying to create a feeling of maybe like a dopamine hit or reward, a little bit of maybe goodness in my life. What am I afraid will happen if I'm on the other side? Well, people will reject me, or I'll feel like a failure, or I'll feel ashamed. So here's the bottom line. Whether you're using a lot of willpower, whether willpower has stopped working altogether, you're not a failure, right? You've just reached some different place, some different relationship with your brain, and you can actually take it as a really positive thing. Because the people that I've worked with, myself included, when the willpower kind of stops working, there's actually this, again, place, like I said, where you get to connect with yourself, where you get to know yourself even better. It's an invitation, really. And this invitation is to stop using force and start using self-inquiry, to stop fighting against your brain and start working with your brain. And this is a theme, right, in the show. Stop fighting yourself and start working with yourself. Because yes, willpower can get you through a season. Willpower can kind of do amazing things, but it's from this place of lack, this place of fear, this place of force, and a different way of getting there, and perhaps a stronger way of getting there, is using compassion and curiosity and choice. And those are the things that you can carry with you in the long run, right? Those are the things that will actually get you further, and you'll feel good using that route. You'll have more ease. You'll have more, the journey will feel less like you're fighting every step of the way and more like you're gliding, you're moving with yourself every step of the way. Okay, if you're someone who relies a lot on willpower and you want to start to shift it, start to get curious, right? Recognize when you are using willpower. See if you can pause. See if you can take a different route. And if you do, and this resonates, this hits home, let me know how you use it, what questions are helpful for you, and I will see you next time.
If this episode resonated with you, chances are you're not the only one. We women have been following so many of the same invisible rules. And sometimes all it takes is hearing someone else say it out loud to feel less alone and feel like something else is possible. So if a friend, a sister, or a coworker came to mind while you were listening, would you share this episode with her? It's such a simple way to remind women in your life that they don't have to do midlife or even life alone. And if you'd like to help even more women find millennial midlife, leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or rating on Spotify makes a huge difference. It only takes a minute, and it means the world to me. And of course, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. We're just getting started.